Welcome back to the History of North America Extra. I'm Mark Vinette. The Maesta Panels, Chapter 25. The cloudless sky seemed limitless, inviting the morning sun to do its best. Wade had taken many helicopter trips over the years, but not all of them pleasant. Today's ride was in a first-class, five-star luxurious machine. He appreciated the comfortable plush seats, adjustable headrest, and legroom. Martini handed out cold water bottles from a small laminated cooler that could also be used as a table when closed. The voyage was almost half over when Rajiv's message came in. Wade decided not to immediately share its information with Julia or Martini. He instead fired off instructions to Denari's international finance, currency, and banking expert in London, Nancy Burnell. She was a smart, short-haired former Olympic athlete whose toned body, Wade acknowledged, looked awesome in a business suit. Her mother was a black Kenyan Olympic champion who fell in love with a white Olympic official from the City of London. Although the social mores in England were evolving rapidly, mixed marriages in London were nevertheless uncommon at the time. Nancy, however, celebrated her dual heritage and prided herself on being the new face of modern Britain. She followed her successful career on the track with studies at the London School of Economics in her city of birth. She was a London girl through and through. She loved the metropolis and had insisted on finding her place amongst the city's international banking elite, which she had accomplished. Wade sent Nancy his usual pithy instructions, asking about Guardia di Finanza, whose name suggested obvious ties with Italian finance. He then turned his attention to drafting a much more detailed instructions message destined for another Denari lieutenant. He put more thought and time into this one, lifting his eyes from his tablet and sipping his water, even though he wasn't thirsty. Before he could finish his first draft, his smartwatch signaled the arrival of Nancy's message. He chose to read the text on his portable device's larger screen. Nancy described Guardia di Finanza as an Italian law enforcement agency under the authority of the Minister of Finance. Also known as the GDF, the agency is a militarized police force responsible for protecting the nation's legal economy and businesses operating in compliance with the law. Its activities are closely connected with economic, judiciary, and public safety issues, including financial crimes, counterfeiting, tax evasion, money laundering, international illegal drugs trade, smuggling, customs and border checks, illegal immigration, intellectual property violations, credit card fraud, anti-organized crime operations, terrorist financing, the maintenance of public order and safety, political and military defense of the Italian borders, and cybercrime. Wade was surprised at the extent of the agency's responsibilities and tried to figure out the connection with his pursuers. He explained what he had learned to Julia, hoping she might detect something, but no ideas were forthcoming. She was visibly upset, however, by this new information.
How did this all get so complicated and dangerous? What exactly had Taviana been involved in?
Wade returned to composing the instructions message started minutes before. The targeted recipient of this particular dispatch was perhaps the most clandestine member of Denari. Having never met or spoken to Sasha Kirov, Wade knew little about Denari's intelligence expert, other than Sasha was indispensable to him. Was Sasha man, woman, young, old? Mysteries aplenty. Wade had agreed from the outset to never inquire into such mundane details. He knew the basics and the bottom line. Sasha Kirov worked within the Russian Federation. All communications were electronic. As far as Wade could fathom, Sasha coordinated an extensive worldwide network of covert operatives with direct high-level access to state armies, police forces, militia groups, and national intelligence organizations like the CIA, FBI, NSA,
MI6, DGSE, BND, CSIS, Mossad, SRV, formerly the KGB, and many other similar authorized and illicit agencies within the intel community. On the flip side, Sasha also had contacts with mercenaries, arm dealers, and terror groups. Sasha Kirov was probably a codename, perhaps belonging to a former Soviet spy. All Wade knew for certain was that she or he was a well-connected person, highly skilled and effective. For obvious reasons, Sasha was the only Denari member not trackable by Wade. In order for Sasha to execute Denari tasks properly, Wade would simply forward all pertinent information in written form. Sasha always came through, and Jenny never encountered any problems transferring fee payments to Sasha's numbered Swiss bank account. Wade provided his Denari colleagues the info they needed, nothing more. He never felt comfortable divulging the totality of a situation to anyone in Denari. This policy gave him ultimate control over its activities. He kept his people in the loop, but only with the information each specifically required to get their job done. This guiding principle served him well. Wade informed Sasha about the two murders, his sedan pursuers, the Guardia di Finanza, and his imminent arrival in Florence. His written message ended with a typical concise wrap-up. Sasha, contact all relevant Italian authorities with our story. Put them all on the same page and get them working with us, not against us. I'm Mark Vinette, and I hope you enjoyed the listen.